Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and the song is called Shotgun. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney, the author of the new book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I'm still jealous that he wrote it and I didn't, but he did, and it's a great one, and I'm going to continue to encourage you to acquire that book, which you'll be able to do in about a month or so. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. JohnFDeaney.com, is that right?
That is correct.
All right, so check out. You want to check out his blog, folks. It's outstanding. John, we're talking about three words that are so important: hello, greeting people, and then saying thank you. Find 100 different ways to say thank you to people. Thank you for your business. I appreciate your business. You know, whatever. All the different ways you can say it. Learn how to say it in a bunch of different ways or languages, as you say, John. But there's a story. There's a success story about all this that I wanted to tell you guys about. There's a grocery store called Publix. Do you know the chain?
Sure, it's Publix. More in your area than ours.
They're largest. I think they're either the large. They're at least one of the largest privately held companies in the country. Mm-hmm. And they're in the grocery business. They're not cheap. Their products they got good value, but they're not necessarily. You know, they're not price pointed a grocery store. It's a very nice, well stocked store, and employees coming out of your ear. I mean, employees are everywhere, and they're friendly, and they help you, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? As you know, John, the profit margin for a grocery store, if you make 2%, you're doing great in a grocery store, right?
Right, that's a great operation.
Yeah. Well, they're putting people out of business. Making 5%.
Wow.
Now they're putting other grocery stores out of business in neighborhoods, and they're making 5%. You know how they're doing it? Because of what you and I've been talking about. Now yep. they also do some pretty cool technology things. For example, you can go on their website, or they'll email you specials, and they'll send you. You can pick and choose what you want. Then they'll tell you on your smartphone what aisle your product is on that you want. And so you can actually have a plan on your smartphone when you enter the door. So that's pretty cool. That's relevance instead of being competitive. But think about this. They're putting other people out of business, making an outrageous profit margin. Every small business owner should take this company as a lesson. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The smartphone thing is great. That comes straight out of your new book about how to
yep.
be utilizing the technology. But you know, it's the chains that train people just to make eye contact. You know, I stayed in a Ritz-Carlton a couple months ago, and last week I stayed in another, you know, a nice chain hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention it, but it was so noticeable in the Ritz-Carlton.
You know, difference.
One of their famous training things is if you come within 15 feet of a customer, you make eye contact and you say hello.
Yep.
And, you know, walking up and down the aisle, the hallway from my room in the elevator and going through the lobby to the meeting rooms and stuff, you get tired of saying hello. I mean, everybody.
They wear you out with hello, right?
You know, the chambermaids say hello. The bellhop says hello. The concierge.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you walk too close to the concierge counter, he's like saying hello, you know.
That's a high-class problem, isn't it?
But it feels good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You feel like and you're happy to
that,
have you there.
And isn't that what people want? I mean, I'm not saying people don't want to save money. You know, you won't stay at the Ritz-Carlton all the time because it's pretty expensive. Here's the thing, though. This grocery store, we shop there all the time, even though we know they're making 5% on us.
You're
but
right.
but the other day, the butcher was behind the counter, and I said, by the way, do you know where so-and-so is? Not his world, right? He says, mm-hmm. I sure do. He comes out from around the butcher counter. I said, don't worry about it. He said, oh, no, I'm going to show you where it is. He walked me about six aisles and stood me in front of my product.
Wow.
And then went back to the butcher counter. How about that, folks?
That's terrific.
What a lesson for small businesses. Hunting in a Farmer's World. That's the new book John's got coming out real soon. John, we got to schedule a full review of this in a few weeks.
Okay, I'm more than happy to.
JohnFDeeney.com. Check out the website. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
John Deeney, D-I-N-I, by the way, is how you spell his last name. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be back after these messages, after the news. In the meantime, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.